There was, once upon a time, a certain student who for years had faithfully followed the teachings of his murshid, but still he had made no progress. At last, one day, he came to his teacher and said, "Master, I feel the time has come that I must leave your service. I have seen many murids become deeply inspired by your guidance, but I have not been so blessed. Perhaps it is God's will, but now I must give up hope and go from the Khanqah." "Very well," said the murshid, "but do not leave immediately. Cease your spiritual practices and go and take some rest for a few days in the guest house nearby. After that you can take your leave." All was arranged as the teacher directed. The student was given a comfortable room and good food, and the first morning in the guest house, the master also sent him a basket of fruit, brought by a fair maiden. The young woman set the tray down and immediately went away, although the student felt a wish to speak with her. The next day the maiden came again, bearing another basket of fruit. Again the student tried to detain her and hear a few words from her lips, but she once more slipped quickly away. The same occurred on the third day, and by now the student could think of nothing other than the beauty of the young maiden, and his heart began to burn with feelings for her. On the fourth day, sometime after the customary visit of the young maiden, the master came to see the student. The fire of love was now burning brightly in the heart of the student, and with one glance the murshid inspired him. As Hazrat Inayat Khan says, even steel can be molded if it be heated in the fire, and so it is with the heart, which is melted by the fire of love.